What's up, everybody? I'm back and I'm in this spot because it's another Sunday. I record these episodes on Sundays, and Sundays I like to be a little lazy. So here I am. In this episode, I just wanted to like quickly, briefly discuss my time in solitude. And it's not even like last time. It kind of is, but it's not. It kind of ties into my sobriety, actually. And I guess I just want to word vomit this. And I don't know if anybody else has experienced this, but my life has been predicated around like partying and going out and drinking. And lately, I mean, of course, COVID is a thing too. But lately I've just been really wanting to be by myself. Actually, maybe it doesn't have to do with sobriety. But you know what's funny? I'm gonna talk about how I feel about how other people feel about my solitude. That's really what I want to talk about here. I think I'm being made to feel as though I shouldn't be in solitude and spending time by myself and just focusing on my responsibilities. But realistically, being in my little bubble right now, not really seeing anybody, only really seeing my family, and that's about it, not really hanging out with anybody, has been making me feel really calm and at ease and at peace. And I've just been in a good place. I haven't had a knock on wood. I haven't had an anxiety attack since I've been in this little bubble, because I've been meditating every single day. I've been taking care of myself. I stopped eating meat. Y'all know I stopped drinking alcohol. And I just feel really good and really connected. And there's no like, people are like, when are you going to come out of your shell? Like, come see us, this and that. And there's no ill feelings. I've been getting a lot done. I've been focused. And I think that's okay. You all know I talk about myself on this podcast a lot, because that's how I share my insights, is through my own experiences, right? So if I just want to say this, and this ties into everything that I really talk about on this channel: boundaries, setting boundaries, keeping boundaries, self-worth, self-love, self-care, all of that. Taking care of your mental health first. If y'all are feeling like you need a time out, and sometimes, listen, I'm not putting a time limit on this time out, right? I just want to walk. I'm walking into 2022 with the notion that if it's not a hell yes, it's a no, other than like obvious responsibilities and things that I need to do to save face, let's say. You know what I mean? If it's not a hell yes for plans, then it's a no for me, and I'm gonna be comfortable in my bubble reading, writing, and watching fucking documentaries, or you know what I mean, and drinking my water and fucking doing my push-ups. And if there is anybody out there that's in that space, this is not a forced thing. I'm not forcing myself to stay home or stay in. It's just a natural progression of things. If you're there, it's okay. Especially in winter, you know, in the winter months, it's okay to take a time out and take a reset. Even if that reset is for a month, 2 months, couple months, whatever, however long you need. Oftentimes we're made to feel like we need to consistently be on the go. We need to continue to be here, there, and everywhere. And it's because we're all conditioned to distract ourselves from ourselves. right? It's only in the solitude and when you spend time with yourself that you can get to know yourself. You know what I mean? You reflect, you learn new skills, you learn new things, you know? And sometimes people can be distracting. For me, at least, they are. And until I really have a handle on my boundaries, this is where I want to be, you know? And it's not because I'm depressed. It really isn't. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm calm. I'm content. It's because this is where I'm choosing to be right now. I'm saving money doing it. There's just a lot of benefits to solitude and like kind of just pumping the brakes, you know? And I don't have FOMO in any sense of the word. I really don't. I'm totally and completely content being where I'm at. So if you're there, as long as you're not isolating, I'm still in contact with people. I'm still laughing and talking to people and opening up to people, right? And leaning on my support system. When I need advice, I text my friends. I hit up my people, you know? as long as you're not doing that, and it's not an isolation depression thing, I think it's okay to take some months out for yourself, you know? Like I said, and I hate to be redundant, I promise I'll be more prepared next week. This past, it's funny, y'all know that I'm into the tarot cards, right? The last semester that I just finished, the fall semester, before it started, I knew I had a lot going on. You know, I'm in this life coaching certification class. It's been 6 months that I've been in this class. There are things I need to get done, certain coaching hours I need to get done, and all of this, certain like little projects that I have to do. And then I have to take a test in order to be certified as a life coach, right? So I had that going on, and there's classes every Thursday night. On top of me working on my bachelor's full time, I remember pulling the cards, the tarot, asking, how's the semester going to go? Like right before the semester started, I was like, how's the semester going to go? And every card about stress and burnout, mainly. The burnout was big. Like I knew ahead of time because I pulled the cards on it, I knew I was going to get burnt out. I knew I was going to, it wasn't going to be good for my anxiety. And there's a difference between stress, which we all have in life, no matter what, and anxiety, right? I knew going into it that I was going to wear myself too thin with, I didn't realize I was going to do it not from school, but with people and my social life. My social life during that semester was what really wore me too thin. Had I been in solitude during that semester and really just hyper-focused on the things that I needed to do, I wouldn't have been burnt out, is the point I'm trying to make. So now going into this semester, I mean, listen, I still got myself my 4.0, but at what cost? At what cost did I maintain a 4.0 GPA? At the cost of my well-being, at the cost of my mental health. And I'm just not willing to do that anymore. You know, these things are top priority for me. This podcast, I'm committed to myself this year. And not that I'm not going to be committed to anybody else or anything else, but my priority right now is me and my projects and the things that I want to get done, you know? So solitude for me is exactly where I need to be, and it's exactly where I want to be. I'm happy. I'm healthy. People are constantly, you know, I'm posting things on Instagram and TikTok that are relatable, but you know, it's really encouraging stuff. And I don't think people fully get it. I've gotten some messages and people are like, are you okay? You don't seem okay. I'm completely fine. Y'all know I'd come on here and be honest. There are things I'm working through. There are things, you know, emotions that I still need to kind of get through, you know, for myself, but I really am completely fucking fine. Whenever I've been depressed, y'all have known about it. I've said it. I don't hold back, especially on this channel, on this podcast. Y'all know 100% when I'm not okay. And people are like, oh, your posts lately. I'm trying to encourage y'all and really myself. I ask myself when I post certain things, what would I need to see? What would I have needed to see if I was in a rough spot? When I was in a rough spot, what were words that I needed to hear? And then I regurgitate those words for everybody else. That's the main idea of this platform anyway, you know? So I just wanted to come on here and say, I'm okay. And again, it's just, there are a lot of things I'm realizing about how we're conditioned in society to be. We're conditioned to constantly be with somebody. You know, if you're not fucking somebody or trying to get yourself into a relationship, it's like, well, then what are you doing? Well, maybe I'm working on myself. Maybe I'm trying to better myself. Maybe I'm trying to be a complete fucking human being before I walk into a relationship. And then everybody wants to wonder why the fucking divorce rate's 50% and higher, because people aren't complete human beings walking into relationships. You know, I posted the other day, not too long ago, a quote from Will Smith. And he said, like, I don't put my happiness on my partner. I don't put it on Jada. It's my responsibility to make myself happy. And it's her responsibility to make herself happy. And if I put that responsibility on anybody else, that's selfish. And that is a big weight to carry, a weight that nobody other than yourself should carry. And it shouldn't even be a weight, because it should be easy. We should be paying attention to our emotions and our feelings and going with, does this feel good? No? Okay, then I'm never doing it again. Did that feel good? Does this feel good? Yes. Okay, then I'm going to keep doing that. And the minute that thing stops feeling good for me and only good for me, I'm done. And that can be applied to any aspect of your life, any aspect, even work. We feel like we're stuck at certain jobs. No, I worked at PSEG, Long Island, the fucking electric company for Long Island. I made really good fucking money for somebody at the time. Right now I have my associate's degree, right? But at the time, I didn't have any degrees under my belt. I was in my very infancy of schooling. I was working on my degree at the time, but I didn't have it. And for somebody who with no degree, yeah, I was making $30 an hour, which is decent for somebody who doesn't have anything under their belt. I had a pension. I was in a union. And on paper, I was successful. I was where I needed to be. I was at a really good company making really good money. But you know what I wasn't? I wasn't happy. I wasn't waking up every single fucking day thinking, wow, I'm fired up for the day. I can't wait to get my shit done. Yeah, I could afford this. I could afford that. I was saving money like it was my fucking job. I was lending money like it was my job. It was a good feeling. But again, at what cost? It was at the cost of my mental health. And my mental health was quickly fucking declining at that point in my life. And y'all know why. I'm not going to reiterate it. So I made the executive decision for myself to leave and figure it the fuck out. And you know what? That's what I've been doing for the last, I don't know how fucking long. I've been figuring it out. And it's all been part of the journey. And, you know, I've had, like, real jobs here and there in between. But the minute I don't like it, see you later, you know? So, yeah, it can apply to your job. People feel stuck. I felt so stuck. I felt trapped. I felt like I was drowning until I finally was just like, you know what? I reached my breaking point. I couldn't fucking do it anymore. You know, now I'm a year away from my bachelor's degree. And I spent so long doing things. This is what I want to talk about. I mean, I know I'm all over the place here, but there's a method to my madness. I spent a very long time doing so much for other people. Even getting into nursing school was not for myself. I knew deep down in my heart of hearts that that wasn't the profession that I wanted to be in. That wasn't where my passions were. That wasn't going to spark my creativity. It was only when the pandemic hit and TikTok happened, and I started talking to you guys and really like connecting with everybody, and people were like, start a podcast. It was only until then that I was like, wait, that's what I've always wanted to do since I was a kid. So I say all of this to say that you may be feeling stuck. You're never stuck. And you may be wanting solitude. And that is okay. If you need a minute, a day, an hour, a week, a month to yourself, where you take as much time as you need to focus on, to reassess and focus on the things that are important to you, even if those things are just meditating and reading and learning new things or just reading for leisure. Setting goals for yourself. That's okay. And it may not make sense to people on paper. You know, like, oh, you're not supposed to be by yourself. Well, who says? You're not supposed to quit your job. It's a really good job. Well, who says? The only thing you're supposed to do in life is be fucking happy. And the only thing you're supposed to pursue in life is anything that does that for you, that makes you fucking happy. As long as you're not harming yourself or harming another person, as long as you're being healthy and you're not being self-destructive, I say follow your passions, follow your bliss. Everything else falls into place. I can promise you that. So that's what I'm doing right now. I am feeling... Honestly, I could picture myself, and again, I'm not saying I'm not going to hang out every once in a while and see people, but I pictured this semester going very differently than last semester. I picture myself really just focused on all of these things that I have going on, my projects, my school, finishing this certification class, certain things that I'm trying to create, like with my own business. And solitude is where my soul feels like it needs to be right now. And if that is you, take this as your sign. It's okay. People may not understand why you're doing certain things. They may not understand if you want to be sober. They may not understand if you want to stop eating meat. They may not understand if you want to be by yourself. But they don't have to. They don't have to understand, because it's not their job to need to understand why you're doing certain things for yourself. There was this really awesome quote. I'm going to pull it up right now, actually. And that's how I'm going to end this podcast. This really amazing. And if you've listened so far, don't leave me right now. I promise you, you want to hear this quote. I posted it on my story on Instagram, so I'm sure a lot of y'all have seen it. Let's see. It is, don't base your decisions on the advice of those who don't have to deal with the results. Don't base what you do in life on the advice, opinions, or judgments of the people outside of you who don't have to reap the benefits or consequences of your decisions. And it's such a simple concept, but we're so conditioned to do that. And so this is the podcast that is simply your sign to just do what you need to do or want to do for you, and fuck anybody else's advice or opinions, because at the end of the day, that's all it is. So I don't know what I'm going to call this podcast episode. Fuck what other people think, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, probably. Anyway, maybe I'll elaborate a little bit more on this, but thank you guys for tuning in, for listening, for all the DMs and the messages that I get. I appreciate you guys a lot. And I will catch y'all in the next episode. All right. Peace out, everybody.